Hey, what's up? It's John Kizzy. You know who is he, a.k.a. Philly G, because y'all know who I be. And I'm here with King Tigger.
What's up?
And DJ Laton.
I'm back.
And A, we started the podcast.
Shebang bang.
I was about to sneeze. I almost sneezed.
Oh, remember that time when Nightbreed was here and he opened up his can?
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, we here with episode 68. Yeah, 68.
Am I in the frame?
Yeah, you're in the frame.
All right.
Just half of you, just so you know.
I feel like I started the side of the table.
You can pull in.
I don't know.
I think you're in frame.
Oh, fuck.
It was when I was over there, but who knows?
I think I was sitting there.
All right.
That'd be fine. Weird, the whole episode.
We'll scooch over. There you go.
I'd be like, Parks.
No, but he only has his boots in the frame because these pair of Tims just hanging out the frame. Anyways, I don't know. Let's start with saying how's everybody's weekend? Have a good weekend?
Yeah, man.
Was it a long weekend? No, it's March break. That's why I thought it was a long weekend. Guys, do anything crazy? Any concert? You got anything coming up?
DJing at what's that? What's on Saturday? Oh, Saturday we had this is kind of a good time for it. Tomorrow we had Hollis Street for silent party headshots.
Nice.
Hollis Street. That's what's it called? Hollis Street, the hotel? What's the hotel on Hollis Street called? The Hollis, sorry.
This nigga don't even know he's playing
that. I all over the place. And then Sunday we had Palm Tree Kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah, doing like
cool. What time?
Palm Tree's 8. On Sunday. And Hollis, down that one start. Come there around 6 or 7.
Who's he asking?
I should really find him. It's not my Friday that's played, right?
Yeah, best plug ever, man.
Shit.
I should really look at the flyer, though.
Actually, another quick plug for him. He got his mixtape out now, from what he told us.
Oh, yeah. What's the name of that thing again?
Oh, my God.
This guy. Yeah, anyone out there, if you want to, you can hire him for promotional purposes. He'll get your stuff out there somehow, eventually. Shit.
It's called They Love Me Not, you know? SoundCloud. Share it, you know, play it.
So what's on it?
It's an R&B, it's an R&B mix.
Okay.
I'm actually on an R&B party too, March 31st at the Wobbly Duck.
At where?
Wobbly Duck.
Okay.
Yeah, that's another Sunday. That's Easter Sunday, actually.
It's a Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
R&B live party.
Cool.
So some can make it, some can't, because some people do work the next day.
Exactly, like me.
Not me.
I got to take that day off, right?
Dedication. Got the dedication. Cool. Well, that's cool. What about you? What's going on with you?
Man, what I do this week? I went to a diaper party. Jeez. Y'all know how fun they can be.
Right. I miss those, man.
You miss those?
Nobody invite me no more.
Wait, now your friends have babies. No, that's all I really did all weekend, though, bro. Just went to that date party, had some fun with the boys, and just chilled the rest of the night, the weekend, really.
All right, cool.
That fucking sleep fucked me up, though.
Man. I think that's still effing me up.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Right? So the thing, fucked up thing is that I come from the diaper party. I get home at like 12:30, and Chef Lou told me that the fights were on. So I turned the fights on. I'm watching the fights. Fights is over. Stay up for another minute because, you know, you're all wired after watching the fights. Watch the show. Go and check the time. 4:30 in the morning. I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, oh, man, I got to go to bed, bro. Forgot about the whole hour change, right? So it was really like 3:30. But still, when you see 4:30, your kid's going to be up probably in 4 hours. You know what I mean?
I don't know about that. I always wonder how you guys do that. Every time I'm tired, like, yo, how people with kids just do this, bro?
They do it, bro. We just do it. Mine are grown now, so they sleep in a little bit more now. But still, just I try not to let them be up together because I know a fight's going to come.
Yeah.
Right? So it's fucked up, bro. It's fucked up. But the time change fucked me for, like, going back to work Monday. That's for sure. I can tell you that now.
I still feel tired, man.
Yeah.
I guess I'm lucky I got this week off.
Yeah.
For merch break.
You know what I mean? I'm taking it off next year. Fuck that shit.
You guys got it made in the shade, man.
You get vacation time too, man.
Jeez.
That's what happens when you work hard.
Oh.
Get benefits.
Dang.
Just saying.
No, just works hard. Not too hard. You work too hard. You just work hard.
I don't know. Working too hard in the government screws you over, guys.
Yeah, true enough.
Guys, it's crazy. If you just work mediocre, right? Mm. You just get by. You just maintain. If you work too hard, they think that you're not working hard enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they put it on. Expectation gives it more, yeah.
Expectations. Like, if I could do more than this guy in an hour. And then, but then they're like, oh, he's not busy.
That's your norm now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to give him more work because he ain't doing nothing right now. It's like, I did more than him. I just did it faster and more efficiently. I didn't have these calls on the phone and just chit chat and talk about
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that water cooler talk that they always talk about? That shit's real. They'd sit and talk about nothing. I'm like, I'm just.
That's you need really, to do that,
bro. That's really everywhere for real.
You need to do that.
Yeah, I'm here. When it comes to work, I do my work. Just get through it.
But let's call it what it is. If DJ, we had free time to himself, we'd be trying to book a party anyway. So,
yeah, that is true. That is true, man.
Yeah, he's always on the grind.
I always feel like I need to do something to make myself better, like in the free time.
Yeah, yeah.
I always get riled for that.
Yeah. You should always be moving forward.
Yeah, man. Try, man. That's like Phil on the bar. I sleep on it says, hey guys, this is another. I was like, oh, freak, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Good job with the clips, man.
Okay. Fuck.
You tired of me asking about
the
clips?
Yeah. I never did the clips, guys. in case I came over the previous episode, I don't remember if it did, but I never did the clips.
Yeah,
he was going to do the clips.
Yeah, I got.
He was the clips guy. He was the Instagram guy.
I got the drive.
Oh shit! But he's too busy.
Yes. You know. Yeah. Thanks everyone for the save.
Too busy, man. Yeah, I know. You got a lot of seasons of House to get through.
I actually was watching House before I came here.
I know, that's why I brought it up. Yeah,
that's my go-to now. I used to watch that a long time ago, but I see Netflix bump that on. I just want chill. Lupus. Oh, fuck, it's always lupus.
Yeah.
Yo, did you get to the episode yet that had Mos Def in it?
No. That wasn't in the early seasons, right?
I can't remember. All I know is that he was in a coma from a paper cut.
No.
Because you know how the hosts, they add all this
stuff. Yeah, they do.
Because fucked up infection,
this
boy.
Stuff got into the blah, blah. Yeah. Like, nigga had a paper cut.
They make you paranoid as hell.
That was a fucked up infection right there. I can tell you that. You know what kind of chemicals going to be on that fucking piece of paper?
I don't even know. Because House is dirty, because I watched one episode, right?
Mm.
Where hosts, this couple came in and the girl was pregnant.
Yeah.
But they were like a religious couple and were waiting until they got married to have sex.
Mm.
And they're like, how did she get pregnant? Right.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I think I remember that one.
Yeah. And they're like, you know, they were all saying, she must have cheated. And then hosts came up with this scientific thing how, no, it didn't. Sometimes, you know, you can be become.
Yeah, he made like, something like Virgin like, Mary something, I think
yeah,
he said.
Yeah, like some bullshit.
He said
like
Virgin
that.
Syndrome or something. Virgin yeah. Mary Syndrome or something.
But like then he that. Said he was just lying. He was just saying, he was just saying that to the father. I was like, cuz, you just did a dude. Did him dirty.
House is like, he.
Doctor just lying just to keep the marriage together.
I think he did that in an earlier episode too.
Mm.
He just tell the girl, let's tell him it's his. Yeah, I was like, bro, what?
Yeah, I know.
I was like, bro, what?
Oh shit,
bro, I was crazy though.
Cause they should have went right to Maury. Maury would have told you what house won't. That was just doing dirty. Speaking of the fights, since you bring up fights, let's start with the fights.
Okay.
Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. Coming to Netflix. When is it coming?
Forgot when it was.
It's coming soon.
April 20th?
April 20th, I think you're right, yeah. It's very soon.
Yeah, I think it's April 20th.
Who y'all got your money on?
I got it on Mike if it's a real fight.
If it's a real fight, for sure. I would. I'm with you.
You know,
But Did they release the rules yet? Because if this is on Floyd Mayweather rules, remember you can't knock him out and all that.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
I don't know. I know they were talking about some rules that they might fight with headgear on.
Yeah, they gonna put some weird rules in there to protect Jake.
Yeah,
because Tyson still.
The only way Mike Tyson's losing is if one of the rules is no punching. Yeah, he ain't no hitting.
But for the real though, it's gotta be a real fight. If it was a real fight, I got Mike Tyson the whole way.
Jake Paul ain't had a real fight yet, in my opinion.
And if it's for some reason it's a hoax that is gonna be a story type of thing, Jake better not fuck up in the ring or say something beforehand.
Oh yeah. You
know what I mean? Because if Jake fucks up in the ring and hits Tyson the wrong way, Iron Mike's coming out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I always say, well, Mike Tyson says it himself. He's like, if you don't want the beast out, you better let me be high. If I'm high, then the beast stays settled. But if I'm not high, the beast will come out just like that.
Oh yeah.
So, and he don't get high before a fight. So
I'd be scared.
Know what I mean? So we'll see. We'll see. But yeah, I got my money on Mike.
Man. Should put money on someone, eh?
I wouldn't.
That's all they're doing it for.
Yeah.
To build up this the betting hype and everything. The viewers. See, I wanted to talk about how this is a Netflix thing.
See, that's the thing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So that's why I think
with that, Mike said that if it don't make X amount of dollars, then he's not doing it. Right? So therefore, Jake Paul and Logan Paul, their production things and tied in with Netflix now.
Yeah.
So they're able to do what's classified as a special, like the comedy series, right? It's classified as a special, so they're making money off.
Oh, those want to be live, I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So first live thing ever on Netflix. So
it's
they had an awards on Netflix.
They have
an
award?
Yeah, they doing live now. They just did like a
first live fight on that.
They did live. This first live fight.
Well, they're gonna be doing wrestling on there.
They did tennis. They did tennis. Like,
was it Raw?
Yeah, it's Raw.
Yeah, Raw.
Yeah.
Free. They did tennis like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, Nadal and somebody. Netflix. They on something.
They're doing something.
They're trying to really take away everything cable wanted to do.
Yeah.
And put it on streaming.
And get ready to charge you $60.
Yeah, for real. For real.
Because it's $20 now.
For real. So they're going to do something to make you. They're going to make you charge.
It's coming full circle.
It's coming.
Everyone canceled their cable because it's too expensive.
Yeah.
So now you're going to get like 12 different friggin'
streams.
Streaming.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's $14. It's going back.
Right back.
Up the cable prices.
Yeah.
They're pretty much doing. They're going to do what Prime does. That's what Prime does.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you want to watch this show, well, you got to subscribe to this here channel.
Yeah.
If you want to watch that show, you got to subscribe to that channel. Oh, you want to watch live TV? Well, you got to subscribe to live TV.
And this is why I think there's got to be some kind of conspiracy, right? That they have going behind the scene, because every streaming service got at least one show that you're like, okay, I want to check that.
Yeah, exactly.
They got this one that you're like, oh, I got to see that.
Yeah.
Exactly. I got to see that. At least with Prime, you get the Amazon, like the free shipping and all that stuff, Prime stuff. So that's worth it there.
Yeah.
Because you might not even do it for the thing. You might get it, do it for the Amazon stuff, and this is a bonus on top.
I mean, you can do it illegally, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, when you do it illegally, sometimes episode don't come out too good.
Right? Buffering?
You know? No, not buffering. It comes out green.
Oh, wow.
And sometimes live events don't come out. They come out lagging.
Yeah, they come out
just
lagging.
Phrase.
And then buffers. And then buffers them.
Buffering forever.
Yeah.
But you know, it's you pay for, you get what you pay for.
True.
You
know? Or what you don't pay for,
you know.
Speaking of Prime, though, I did finish Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh, yeah? Did you like it?
That ending was crazy, man. That ending had me like, oh, they better do a season two.
I think they have to. It was only 8 episodes, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No spoilers, but you've seen it.
Yeah.
So I can say it. But the amount of shots and the space between the shots.
Yeah.
They could have got out all right.
Yeah.
Because it could have been bang, then grab, and they're down, bang, bang. Because there was space between them, right?
Yeah.
But
could have been just flesh wounds. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or, yeah, man. It's gotta be season. But the thing is that whereas Mr. and Mrs. Smith in the whole setup, they can still do a season two. Just two different people. And guess what I found out? Or trying to find the actors, I found that The original Mr. and Mrs. Smith was a TV series in 1996.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit, I've never seen it.
Brangelina, that's what I'll call him.
Yeah.
That was a remake.
Oh, okay. Turned into a movie.
Yeah.
All right. And we're talking about Donald Glover, not Danny.
Yeah, just, not Danny Glover.
Just so you remember their DJ.
Sorry, I was...
Y'all seen that?
Y'all was talking about, Mr. Smith. I only tried to watch the first two episodes, so I don't know which y'all are talking about.
I just want to make sure you know that we're talking about Donald, not Danny.
I tried to watch it, man. I was like, I fell asleep again.
But he stays wide awake for hosts. Yeah.
He likes hosts.
There were no diagnoses in that episode, so he's like, man, whatever. Just shooting people. I need to know what's going on with these paper cuts.
I get as far as the interview. Yeah, I do this. I got $300 in my bank account.
That's the first two episodes. That's the first episode, bro. That's like the first 5 minutes.
Hey, how you
doing?
He
didn't even get to the first mission. Doesn't even get to the first mission.
What?
That's why I'm sleeping at the opening credits. Oh, speaking of opening credits, on the weekend, I seen a movie.
Mm.
Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. Because you know a movie's bad when you're watching it with four people.
Mm.
And 45 minutes in, we turned it off to watch Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, shit.
And I had to watch the rest by myself.
You're talking about the new one that's out? Like, yes. It just came out?
Yes.
Bro, I like that one.
I had to watch... You're on your own.
I like that.
I had to power through. It was so corny and cheesy.
Oh, it is corny and cheesy. But so was Jason Momoa's corny and cheesy, though. So.
Dude, but he... Does he not seem like he's acting too hard to be tough? And with this thing, like, trying so hard to be like rock and roll that you're like,
yeah.
He, that's one of the reasons why I never liked Stone Cold in wrestling. Because I always thought he was acting too hard. He's the Jason Momoa.
Bro, I think Jason Momoa's best acting was in the last Fast and Furious. With you.
Did you ever see Frontier? He was in Frontier.
Yeah, I seen that. I didn't care for him.
I didn't see that.
Right? I found that he was himself with a little twist in that Fast.
He was good on. He was good on. Not House of Dragons. What's the original? Game of Thrones.
Yeah, he was good in that. He never talked.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I like Jason Momoa as a rapist.
Oh yeah, the dragon. Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched 3 episodes of Game of Thrones.
If he ain't raping, I don't like him.
Yeah, oh Jesus! Oh my gosh!
I didn't say all that now.
Well, that's all he did.
He played the role well. it is what it is.
Oh my God.
Shit! That's fucked up.
Oh shoot!
Oh, we got a caller.
Well, why'd I have to press no four times?
He was like, hey, this is Amy Starter Podcast. Hey,
no, that was my brother called.
I could have put him on, man.
tell him to call back when you snoop one.
Hey, this is Kitty. This was the Kitty from Amy's Side of the
Podcast. Yeah, like Joe Budden. Yeah, put your live on air.
Yeah, well, you live right now, so don't say that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. We're live now. Don't say anything that would incriminate you or anyone else.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. I try to watch Mr. and Mrs. Smith, man. I know this great back on around that.
could wait for you to fall asleep, man.
It's like,
he'll be like, when he'll text us and be like, yo, when's Danny Glover? Like, he ain't even in this episode. It's just Childish Gambino. And he ain't spit a verse yet.
I am looking forward to Axel Foley coming back out, though.
What's that?
Eddie Murphy's fucking Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh yeah,
they're doing something with it on Netflix. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if it's going to be a series or whatever, right? But I got my reminder set for when it comes out. I don't know when it comes out though.
I had to rewatch them.
The old ones, yeah.
Yeah, I watched them in a minute.
No, I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting to see what they do with that. I wonder if it's actually going to be Eddie though. Because that'd be fucking hilarious.
Probably be Eddie.
Yeah, that's usually some fucked up shit. Fuck that shit. Banana in the Tailpipe.
Dude, I'd never even seen any of those movies.
You never seen those, bro? Oh, man. Where were you at?
I was getting into stuff.
I got into stuff and then went home and watched the shit.
Sometimes I didn't go home.
Or I watched the shit, then go get into stuff. Man.
I was out there.
Oh, man.
But,
could have watched it at that host.
Not everybody has cable, cuz.
That was or VCR. VHS.
Not everyone owned VCR. Anyways.
That deal was on broke ones.
Oh, speaking of comedians.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think about Nelly calling out Cat Williams?
Everyone got their perspective.
Yeah, but you seen it. I mean, did you watch the video?
Yeah, yeah, I see.
Bill stealing the joke. He definitely took it.
Well, like we already covered that before. Every comedian steals a joke somehow, some way, right?
So. I know, and I totally agree.
Yeah,
but you shouldn't call. It's like
someone else for doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Right. So
because even when that came, I was like, everyone does that. It's inspiration.
Yeah.
Yo, especially like say you've seen somebody do a joke and you're like, that's all right. I can do it better,
right?
So you're gonna like put your spin on, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So I think the whole thing stems from with Cedric the Entertainer that he don't like that group of guys.
Who's Cedric or Cat?
Cat.
Oh yeah, he don't like that group of guys. That's right? What it was.
So I think that's all that really stems from. He don't like that group of guys. Here's some truth about them. Here's some fabrication about them. Here's some fabrication about my life, and take what you want from it, right? I think that's all it was. He don't like Steve. He don't like Cedric. He's fine with DL. He's fine with Monique. He's fine with Bernie. But it seems like Cedric, the ones that are really close, like.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is that you got to look at it like, I'll take it on a healthy standpoint. You got to realize that they got to be competition.
Oh, definitely.
And you know what I mean?
I think he welcomes that, but I think there's something that was either said to him or done to him by them that he came up the way he came up.
Well, the thing is that you said it to me before that if Cat Williams, I guess, chose door number one, he'd be where
everyone else is.
You specifically said where he is.
Yeah.
So he might have some animosity towards that.
Yeah.
Like, but we don't know. That's guessing.
Yeah, just opinionated, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, just putting two and two together. But because you can see, like, because I believe that nobody dislikes anybody for just no reason, right?
Mm.
What's your opinion?
I already spoken this on a previous pod. I already spoke about this Kevin Harvin, this Cat with Cat.
Oh, wait. No. We're not saying that.
Cat is Cap. He's just a capper role. He's a lazy guy who didn't take the opportunity to make himself who he was. And
don't call him lazy.
He's lazy, man.
You know what? I'll tell you this. He's a Cat Williams fan.
Yeah.
I'm not a Cat Williams fan, really. I like his movies, but it's tough. But I ain't going to call him lazy. I see him put in work.
He's lazy.
Anyways, we ain't going to get into this.
I got him lazy.
He's trying to start a hype.
No, I'm just trying to create clips.
I know, He's trying to start an argument over here. We gonna get someone else on the phone for you so you can argue with him.
Yeah, man.
Cat Williams.
We'll get Cat on the phone to argue with you.
Yeah, and I honestly...
You don't argue, though.
This is what I honestly feel like. He don't like them like you guys are saying.
Mm.
And that's just the only way he can get his hate across. And like, I blame the media and people being sheep. And it's like, oh yeah, she kept exposing them with the jokes. Oh yeah, they take his jokes. Oh yeah, the dress thing. Oh yeah, it's
the
like
the issue is that you got people from column A and column B all saying the same thing. So you got the ones that are on the Cat side saying, yeah, he's telling 100% truth. And then you got all the ones that are on, I'll say, the Kevin Hart side. I always say 100% false. Mm. So that's the problem.
I don't think none of them is going on there speaking 100% truth.
No,
they're speaking their perspective. Yeah. Everyone's perspective is different, right?
Exactly, right?
And also, you got to give Cat Williams some credit. He got 50 million, what? More than 50 million in like a week views.
For a show that wasn't making
so
that.
Whatever he said.
Oh, you mean
it got what it had shit. It got what it had to do.
Because that's what it is. That's what it is.
That's
people,
what you mean?
People like controversy and I told you that's his best way to get his hate across. That's the best way he could do it. He can't go on a why can he do this act as an act? Why couldn't he go on a comedic stage and do it?
He could.
He could. That was like the.
But his, the question if this is his, where are you gonna do it though?
Netflix. If this is his realm, if he's the guy, and he's competing,
yeah,
he would do it on the stage. That's where Chris Rock answered Will. That's all I'm saying.
I didn't even see Chris Rock.
Oh, Chris, yeah, he answered Will. That was the whole thing. Yeah. He didn't go to a show and say it. He answered him on his platform stage.
But this way he reached more people. You do it on stage, people got to pay to go there.
No, it's on Netflix.
Or you wait until when that comes out.
You gotta play. You don't gotta. Everybody watching Netflix. You don't gotta pay. Not everyone has Netflix.
Were you getting ready to say you don't got to pay for Netflix?
No. I said,
whose account you using?
No, but you got to pay to watch YouTube.
No, you don't.
You don't. YouTube free,
bro. You got to pay for your internet bill. That ain't free.
That's different.
Your phone bill ain't free. You got to pay to watch all this stuff, bro.
I can watch YouTube at the library.
Yeah, I can watch YouTube.
Go to the library. Who going to library to watch Cat Williams?
All right, answer this. Do you need a subscription for YouTube?
No, you don't.
Need a subscription for Netflix?
No, you're still your boys. See, I got you again. I got you again. I can use Tyrone's Netflix and watch it for free. But boy, I can use Tyrone's Netflix and watch that for free.
I'm cutting them off of mine.
So that tells it.
Anyways, I think you did it because you can reach more people more easily.
Yeah, and it shows.
Which one of Cat Williams? Show me which one of his stand-ups had 50 million views.
None of them.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. He's not. That's his only way. That's all I'm saying. He couldn't use that as a mechanism.
I don't know. I didn't look at it.
But that's all I'm saying.
Probably maybe 30 views.
But that's all I'm saying. He couldn't use that platform to do that. He had to go and do it a way that the media grabs it and pulls it.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing with that. But that's all I'm saying.
That's the best way to do it, though.
If you can get the media involved with it, instead of trying to make it a bit, because you make it a bit, then they're like, oh, he's just trying to be funny.
Right.
But if you go on what's classified as an interview, and you do it.
Make it sound real.
It makes it sound 100% more.
And on top of that, whatever. I'm not disagreeing with that. But when you create its content, your goal is to make it be seen by as many people as possible, right?
Right.
So that's why he would have chose to do that.
Nigga, I never watched an episode of Club Shay Shay till that point.
I didn't know there was a Club Shay Shay until that point.
Now I'm sitting there looking for new videos from Club Shay Shay to see if there's any other controversial shit. And there was. It wasn't as bad. And that was Monique.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I seen. She didn't get no 50 million.
No, she didn't get no 50 million, but she said some lot of shit about Tyler and Oprah, though.
Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah. She did. And Kevin. She said some stuff about Kevin, but... She was lighter on him.
She was much lighter on Kevin.
With Kevin, she was talking as if there's room for them to, you know, talk it out.
Yeah.
And it wasn't him that did it. It was like his management.
His management that did it.
But when she talked to the other boat.
She wants public apologies.
Yeah.
From him, right? So, yeah. And Tyler to pay her money. I don't know what money, but pay her money.
They always say that.
Right, so...
Yeah, that's weird.
I mean, but it seems like she wants like compensation money. She don't want money that is actually owed to her, like compensation money, because he said whatever he said and took away jobs from her.
It's like defamation.
Yeah.
Like right. Damn it. Like the, yeah,
damage took, her credibility. Right.
Yeah. So then she didn't get the opportunity she could.
Right.
And people blackball people all the time. In the industry.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 100%.
You look at someone wrong. Some people do that just off of energy.
Yeah.
100%. Speaking of that, because that's what started. The 50 Cent and Ja Rule beef, eh?
I didn't watch that video.
Steve Stout was on. He talked about it. It was just that, and it's funny, something that we talked about, because remember when we seen his Ja Rule's older stuff?
Yeah.
How he changed up?
Mm-hmm.
That's what started the beef, because 50 Cent seen this gangster persona Ja was putting on, and he knew it was a front.
Yeah.
50 Cent's in the streets getting shot and shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This guy's talking about all this gangster, ain't doing nothing.
Home and they're from the same neighborhood, ain't they?
I think I know they're both from Queens.
Yeah.
One's from Southside. I don't know where Jaws from. Might be. Maybe that's how he knew he was fake.
Yeah.
And not doing nothing. And that's why he just didn't like him.
Yeah.
And
he hated him ever since.
Yeah.
Although, here's one thing that's interesting. They said that they did get in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And
Ja won.
And Fitty never disputed this. So I wonder if he really did. Now, I did get other
perspectives.
No, yeah, where it was he beat him with a bat.
Yeah.
So I know, and they said his boys rolled up on him, so it wasn't like it was just Job Fitty squaring off.
Yeah.
It was they caught him, you know what I mean? When you're in the club and then your enemy comes in with six people,
then
you got caught.
Right.
But Job tries to make it seem like it was a one-on-one chess fight
and yeah.
he won, right?
Yeah, I know.
Hey, anyone any given day can get caught with a punch.
Oh, anybody.
Anybody
anybody you could right? get yeah.
But
yeah. You, I agree.
I just can't.
I know if you look at John, you look at Fitty, and you're like,
but it's that whole judging the book by its cover.
True,
you know?
True.
You never know what kind of power that's
true.
Little rule.
Holds. Oh, jeez, that was coming.
Although ruling, there was never any talk
that
anywhere else happen, that, right? that he had this that you know jaw had hands. So I don't know.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
It's an interesting start to a beef. I mean, like. I guess there's a lot of rappers. I don't know. Yeah, definitely now. A lot of rappers have the gangster persona, but not actually live the gangster lifestyle.
Jay-Z said that. He was in David Letterman.
Yeah.
He was on David Letterman talking. And he's like, talked about drug dealing and stuff. He's like, yeah, well, a lot of rappers and they, you know, talk about this.
Yeah.
And Jay-Z said they lying.
Yeah, a lot of them lying.
It's
yeah.
just music.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you guys feel. I don't give a shit. As long as it's tight, it's tight.
Yeah.
You're allowed to tell stories.
Yeah, exactly.
That's part of a creative process.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like it is a story. And
like one of the greatest rappers of all time, Pac, they said that he was never about the thug like life the
street,
and stuff.
Yeah.
No. But he rapped about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And it sound good.
Yeah.
He's one of the greatest ever. I don't care if he ever did it.
Yeah.
And like me and back in the day, me and my friends used to joke. There was a group called Murder Squad. If their lyrics was real, there should only be like 12 people left alive in South Central. 18 songs about killing.
Not the way them girls be putting no babies on there, bro.
They must just be raped. It was called Murder Squad. There was no songs about love or nothing. Just rolling up, killing. I was like, man, it's crazy. I said 12 people left in the whole state.
Oh shit. Community, bro.
Yeah.
Wasn't Ice Cube also one of those rappers? Or am I wrong with that?
He never talked about killing nobody if you listen to his music. Not that I recall.
He talked about fucking you up.
Yeah.
Not killing you, right?
Oh, okay.
So
I thought he was
saying. He just talked about stuff that happened in the streets and stuff, right?
All right, okay. Yeah, I was thinking of a trailer content.
And also
a crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube. Yeah.
He's a nigga with attitude. Wait, if you listen to the lyrics, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even fuck the police. Yeah. They wouldn't like Murder Squad.
That's how it be, man. A lot of it ain't real. A lot of it, some of it may be real.
Yeah, like they said Nas. Like most of his, like, he wasn't in the streets, but he lived in the ghetto and he's seen everything. In his window, just writing stories about everything he saw.
Yeah.
Like even One Love is about his and he was friends with the people, like Cormega, where he went to jail and he wrote One Love is a letter he wrote to him, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey, don't get me wrong. I'm sure there's some hip hop artists, rappers out there that came from the streets and actually came into the.
Oh yeah, 50 Cent. Oh yeah,
he got shot.
In the frame.
You know, some stuff and then. He even talked about it.
Mm.
What was his, the guy that shot him? He talks about that. And he has a line where he says,
many men.
I know I'm here for a fucking reason. Cause I got hit like he got hit, but he ain't fucking breathing. So, you know, and Wu-Tang Clan was nothing to fuck with. They're known for it.
Yeah.
Who else? I know there's a lot of the guys nowadays out there.
Yeah. They live it.
Is living that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, they live in the other part of it, though. They the addicts.
Yeah.
That, too.
talking about that, man?
We did before. They definitely are.
Yeah.
But they rat themselves out.
Yeah, exactly.
They actually, they kill somebody.
Yeah.
Do a song and a video about
it.
Tell exactly where they went and did it.
I know what I saw recently. It was Mike Epps. He was talking about his... his personal experience with his friends back home. Like, right. he felt like he had to go, when he go back home, he had to make himself feel less than.
Yeah.
So that's why he was doing a bunch of drugs and stuff. So
I said he did everything.
I'm yeah, on everything. You saw yeah,
that,
yeah.
You saw that, right?
I seen that.
And then
Royce the 5'9" sampled that in the song. Yeah. I'm on everything.
And you talk about how Ice Cube saw him, and like, I think it was Next Friday, tell him, say, man, stop doing that, man. You the man. You the freaking guy, right? And he's saying that he feels like that's what happened to a lot of rappers and stuff these days. They're taking so much drugs, so they want to devalue themselves to be accepted.
Yeah.
In their hood and all that, yeah. just to make it seem like, you know, they're out of
they don't
it.
Need to though.
But that
I know they don't need to.
Yeah.
Like, look at Drake. He don't need to, and he don't.
Yeah.
Oh, they stop jumping in the poisonous mist. Shit.
Yeah, sorry. We over here watching somebody play Batman, Arkham Asylum.
Somebody, Frank.
Well, he keeps dying. I didn't want to say his name.
Oh, Frank, somebody.
I didn't want to say his name. If he was kicking ass in the game, I'd say his name. He's died like 18 times.
At the same spot.
I didn't want to say in the same spot. I'm sorry. I tried to keep you anonymous. Cuts comes over here, calls you trash in the game.
That's eight. That's Ato.
Eight what?
Eight toe.
Yeah.
What?
Did you hear the story how he
fucked
his toe up?
Oh yeah. You have two of them up, so he's eight toe now. You know what? And it's like he from the street.
Eight toes down?
Yeah, he eight toes down.
Oh, shit. He gonna choke the shit out of you.
Yeah, eight toes down.
Streets never lose.
I read it, guys. I'm a runner.
Eight toes down.
Oh, fuck. Oh, man. But I don't know, bro. That whole 50 job beef shit was always funny to me. I still don't like that motherfucker, but, you know, I never liked him ever since I heard him.
Did
bro.
You see the clip of him trying to hype up a crowd?
Yeah, at the Milwaukee Bucks game. That was years ago.
How much time y'all talk with this man? y'all like the Barry John.
I felt bad for him, man. Like, because he's there, right? And the camera's up close on him.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
can see in his eyes when his pride just dies. Yeah, I'm bro. Like, I started cheering for him just to make him feel better, but he couldn't hear me. And no one said nothing. He's like, I guess not.
I guess not. Let's try this again. Are you ready? And they still didn't say shit.
I was like, come on, man.
I was like, bro, your career's done.
Play Race Against Time. That's my jam.
I don't think Milwaukee should have been the spot to do that.
Place I was going to pay him.
Did you see last year on, what's that thing where Nelly and them came up? It's coming.
Hard
in
the air.
Hard in the air. Where he came out on a stretcher.
Oh,
and then they did something. He comes up and starts rapping. I was like,
"Oh, that was genuine."
No, it was Ja Rule did it.
Oh, Ja Rule did it.
I'm trying to say that his career's revived.
Dramatic
as hell. But it didn't revive.
Dramatic as hell. But I won't lie. I am going to check his new album when it comes out. I do want to hear it.
Oh, he's releasing a new album, Ja Rule.
Yeah, he says he is.
I'll listen to that.
He needs some more new content for 50. All right, so I guarantee you,
50 job diss track next date.
Right here, bro. Right here. On this pod, I'm calling it right now. Ja Rule releases a new album. 50's releasing a new album. And it's going to be a complete diss album.
I think so.
I'm calling it right now.
I think it will happen.
I'm calling it right now.
What'd you think over there, Ato?
Oh, shit.
Ato's down.
Ato.
Oh, shit.
I don't even know. I think if anything, 50's just going to watch the numbers and post it.
Probably.
that's what he did to Ross. Yeah, that's what he did to Ricky.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I think he's going to do.
50 too busy making money, man. That new season of BML just came out. Y'all watch BML?
We should have got to play on that TV because he keeps jumping in this.
Nigga, you got a grapple hook for a reason.
You're Batman. How are you going to keep falling in that gap?
Glide, nigga. Glide. Shit.
Oh, shit.
That's how we record here. Make him play fucking basketball. Fuck.
I ain't seen him fight nobody in like half an hour. Only fighting gravity. And losing.
Oh, shit. Use that next time.
All right. You see, Busta Rhymes posted a It was on Instagram.
Yeah, was it on Instagram? Yeah.
A clip of the song. The song sounded tight.
I can't wait, bro.
And that Baby Sham and the Flip Mode Squad's coming back.
Who else was it? Baby Sham? Rob was in it too, wasn't it?
Yeah, Rod Digga. Yeah. And that's I seen in the comments. Rod Digga said let's go, but Rampage, the last Boy Scout. Died again because rolled into it. He rolled into it that time. This guy rolled into the boys disgusted. Anyways,
yeah.
Rampage is going to be on the album.
Yeah.
And Spliff is on the album. Yeah, you ain't exactly, got to question right? that.
Like Saint Flip.
That's five.
Yeah.
Of the original members.
Yeah.
I hope Lord Have Mercy is on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Me and Nightbreed hope. Because he was the best in Flip Mode Squad.
Mm.
Did I just say that with Busta Rhymes?
Wow, bro. You're making.
Yes, he was my favorite.
He was my favorite. Being the favorite and being the best can be two different things.
That's why I switched from best to favorite. Didn't you see me switch?
Yeah.
You seen the switch, right?
Yeah, I seen the switch.
He was my favorite.
Yeah.
In Flip Mode Squad.
Yeah.
So I hope he comes back, man.
Again.
Oh, shit. You know what's crazy? When he falls in the gas, on the screen, it flashes a button. Yeah. If he presses that, he'll use the grappling hook and get out the gas. But he just lays there. And nigga, he just lays there and dies.
Is there stairs on this game?
Oh, man. We apologize, y'all, but this shit's funny as fuck, dude.
I know. He got me ready to pause the pod so I can go get him through this part. So yo, if in like any time join this podcast,
hey!
He been here. He's gonna fall down. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Laughing at that. Phil say no. He's been here. Yo, that was funny, bro.
Yeah.
Say no. Yo, he's been
you
here.
Have to turn on those fans, man, and it sucks up the all the gas. This is. We're going from a podcast to a walkthrough tutorial of Batman Arkham Asylum. Not even a new one. This is the original Batman Arkham Asylum.
On the second mission.
No. He's in his first one. He just walked into a different room, man. Oh,
fuck.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
It's all good, bro. It's all good.
Flip mode.
Is that where we at? Yeah,
football. Yeah.
No, I can't wait for that album, bro. That album's gonna be hot. And that one song that he released,
yeah. Whoa,
that was fire.
I can wait.
Preview.
Dude, cause Drake ain't on it. Drake's not on it, so I can wait.
Did Drake and Busta Rhymes ever do any tracks together?
I don't think so. I don't remember any. No,
probably not.
I don't know. I wouldn't say no, but I don't remember any.
They must have did one.
Could have. I don't think there's any beef there or nothing like that.
I know there's no beef. I think that would be a good mix.
If someone wasn't playing Batman, service us some recipes, let us know. Did Drake and Busta Rhymes ever do an album?
Not album.
Or a song?
Song together.
I mean, all you're doing is dying over there anyway, so I was giving some information. All
right, while you're looking up that. Let's talk about Tank.
Oh, what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tank said that Fabulous is the best rapper to rap over R&B beats, like as a feature, like an R&B feature. Sorry, not an R&B feature, a hip hop, a rap feature on R&B track.
Yeah.
He says no one does it better than Fabulous. For a millisecond, I agreed with him.
I agreed with him.
For a millisecond.
Why? Who'd you have?
Who's the best guest star?
Yeah.
You know what? When I said that, my first rebuttal was Ludacris.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said T.I.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said Method Man.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said Busta Rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
Then I even said Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then I even said Mace.
Okay.
And then I remember Biggie.
Yeah.
And then I was like, why'd I agree with him for that millisecond?
Hey, no. Then you remember Rick Ross?
No.
What you mean? Find the music. How to do it.
But see,
I don't even know what you're saying right now.
Aston Martin music.
Aston Martin, that was high. But that was his original song, though. Not an R&B song with his features on it, right?
That's true, that's true.
So I think with the fact of what he said with Fab being the best artist to do it, is that Fab's voice usually blends with that melody for the R&B. So it's soft.
Yeah.
Just a minute. You gotta turn that down.
But sorry. Yeah. So he got more of a soft voice where everyone that you name, except for Drake and Mace, got more aggressive voices to be on an R&B love track. You know what I mean? So Fab's voice just that little bit softer and his flow so smooth that.
Yes, I was thinking smooth, but guess who got smooth on him?
Who?
Both T.I. and Luda, in my opinion. The smoothness?
Yeah, no, I agree, but they also got that southern twang to them.
That's what makes it smooth, cuz.
Yeah, but that also what changes the song.
And Meth. Right? Who else was on R&B?
But their voices aren't as soft as his, though. That's the thing.
That's true. Oh, you know, Loon.
Loon was good.
Loon.
But he wasn't around that long. He wasn't. That was as long as Fab.
Oh, yeah. No, no. Okay. Definitely not as long as Fab. You know what I mean? But you can't say he wasn't long that long.
No, but Loon was good, though.
Because he had a nice thing.
But yeah, it's not like he got that soft voice, bro. He got a soft voice that matches R&B. So that's the only reason why I can agree with you. But every person that you brought up, I agree. They're right there with him.
I think they're all better.
Right? I don't,
but I'm not taking away from him.
Yeah, I wouldn't say better, but I'll say at least right there with him, right? But he just it's a key element that he can bring to that R&B song that makes him one of the top features for that there. That's why.
Oh, yes. I would definitely say he's in the top.
Yeah.
But I think that's better.
Let's get an update from Chef Louis over there. There is a song. With Drake and Busta. Stay Down, Drake featuring Busta.
Oh, was that on an album?
Steph Louis. That might have been on a mixtape. I never. Is that on that first mixtape? Let me see. That one.
You take a break from dying for a minute. Let us know.
He is. He's up there chilling. There you go. Rethinking his life. Yeah, but who else, man? Because, man, I got to look up an R&B album now. But I think Ludacris is close to the top. Ludacris and T.I. Like when T.I. was on that, Justin Timberlake killed it. And with Jamie Foxx, killed it. And with anyone that's R&B, he comes in and just kills it.
I wasn't even taking it that
Lured
way.
Lines.
I was taking this like an R&B and rap combination. I wasn't even thinking that it had to have been an R&B song.
No.
Oh, wait, so what are you taking it as?
I was taking it as just like
a collab.
A song, like even featuring an R&B artist or like. Because like. So Into You was Tamia's song, and then
he did his own version.
Yeah, Fab did his song, and then featured. I don't even know if she was even on the feature.
She did the hook. I think she did the hook.
Yeah, that's why I was taking it like Fab, because he was saying Fab took the song, and like you can't even tell. And he's right.
Yeah,
if you play the songs, people don't even know which one you're playing unless you hit a rap verse.
Right.
Like you don't know which one it is. Like it's, it is nice what he did there. Yeah.
Well, he should have chose his words better.
No, he did. Yeah, he shouldn't have said the best. Because I feel there is better. That's
the accomplishments we always try to put on people anyway. Oh, he's the best at this, or she's the best at that. They are the best at
this. Right. Another one I want to throw in there is Joe Budden. That song, Clubbing Marcus Houston.
Yeah, that's a good song.
That comes in and
Yeah, that's a good song. We be up in the club. And I would say Lloyd and Lil Wayne.
Oh, yeah, Lil Wayne can kill it. Yeah. Can come in too and kill it.
I like that
Stop
one.
It. So you guys are reaching now.
No, man.
Lil Wayne.
I can't believe it.
Pre-Sir.
He mumbled that shit. Yeah. We don't even know what he was saying.
Girls all around the world. Girls all around the world. Disco summer. Girls all around the world.
Even Lollipop, because you could say that was like.
Yeah, Lollipop was good.
In that song with, you don't like Beyonce, but Soulja with Beyonce. Oh, no, what's that?
So Destiny's Child, yeah. Okay, Destiny's Child.
Lil Wayne.
T.I. on that too.
Yeah. But
what about Party with Beyonce and J. Cole?
You like the party.
I don't know what's up there, Beyonce.
That's why Tank can't be saying that stuff. That's all I'm saying.
It's an R&B artist giving his perspective.
Now I'm thinking about the song with Janae Aiko with I know I just butchered her name.
Yep.
But with Kendrick Lamar, he came on and killed that.
Yeah.
And then she ain't R&B. But another song he did. But he can come on and kill them. Nah. Yeah. So at the top of my list, I got Luda and T.I. tied for first, and Busta and Method Man tied for second, and then Fab at third.
Cause sneaking all kinds of ties.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
I used to sneak those ties.
I didn't know we were making. I didn't know this was a list episode.
Yes. I didn't know we're bringing them back.
But you know, Drake's the number one for that though. You can't. Drake.
No, he's number four.
Drake number one, man.
No.
Actually,
any R&B, you could put Drake on that, man.
No, because he does both.
Exactly.
We're talking about just a rapper spitting on R&B track.
Yeah, because I just saying, Fabulous and Neil together, they should put an album out together. Yeah, Fabulous and Neil.
Oh, yeah, they were good. that's a good combo.
I know.
Movement by ourselves.
Sorry, y'all.
Oh, he passed the part. He
finally got a fan working.
He goes down.
Hey, hey. Hey, Chef Lou passed gas.
There we go.
He passed the gas.
Oh shit.
After 51 minutes.
Fine, that McDonald's really fucked up your guts, bro.
Shit.
Oh fuck.
All right. While we do this pod, we're hoping that at one point in this, we will see Batman hit someone.
I did.
Oh, there we go. He's fighting somebody. Okay. No,
he got hit first though.
Okay.
Yeah. The first person I seen him hit was a dead corpse, but you know. Oh shit. Oh.
But you know why? You know why he took so long, right? Cuz he was saving cops. He was like, fuck the police. You try to leave them in there. Lou was trying to figure out, how do I get past this level without saving these cops, though? You don't. You have to save the police, man. But,
Shit. Where we at, bro?
Talking about the R&B. Okay. Yeah, anybody out there, yo, leave in the comments. Let us know who you think is the best.
Hip hop artists,
R&B. But yeah, just write down all the reasons why Ludacris is better than Fabulous in this situation. That's what we're trying to hear out here, right?
Oh shit! Right?
Yeah, we good.
That's what you trying to hear,
man, Fab. Actually, bro, Fab in the Dream too, man. Jesus Christ!
What song was that?
Shawty used to shit, sugar, honey, iced tea.
Who's gonna throw it in the bag?
That's Fab and. On the Dream again, I think.
Yeah. It's not Neo. It's okay.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, Fab. Actually, yeah. Tank may be on to something, actually. I'm deep in this now. And Fab,
what's going on? Why are we getting these Lil Wayne, 2 Chainz album, and these Meek Mill, Rick Ross? Why aren't we getting the Fab and Neo album?
I know.
Just still say Neo.
Yeah, I
you still want the Neo?
Yeah,
we said the Dream a couple times now.
No, well, no, because he introduced the Dream.
Yeah.
Either or.
Yeah,
make it the super group.
Make that a super group. I'll go with that.
Because you know, the Dream does a lot of good. Both of them are good writers.
Oh, yeah. The Dream Neo, and Neo? Neo and Dream are good writers. Yeah. That's
Neo, the Dream, and Fabulous. I don't even know if they're ready.
That would be crazy. See Tank thinking about that, you know? That was about 10 years ago.
That's probably because Tank wants a Tank Fabulous album.
He's trying to put it out there. Yeah. So when he sent a message, yo, she got that. I went viral with that, man.
Yeah, your name's on
there. Viral with that. I Cat Williams that for you, buddy. I Cat Williams that shit. Hey, you
Let's do these tracks.
I need that track, man. Tracks. I need one of the talk. I wanted to ring it. And they wanted to get hype. Then when that died down, I pop up with another one.
What's their super group name going to be? The Fabulous Dream?
TF.
The Fabulous Dream, bro.
TFD.
Oh, my God.
It's TFD? And they're going to have an interlude. Yo, what up? I'm over here with F.
No, man.
And D.
That guy could have the corniest interlude I've ever had in life, bro. Tyrese, you should be ashamed. You need to call us one more. I gotta delete it on that.
You want to know what's funny though? Because that Tyrese should be ashamed.
Mm.
It sounded like it was his idea too.
Yeah.
That was totally a Tyrese thing.
He said, hold on, guys.
What? I got something.
Play some girls are calling me, and I'm going to say you guys are here. But I only going to say your first initials. Because that's our group name. Get it?
Think about it. Who was the only voice you heard on any of the interludes?
Was it only Tyrese for real? Wow.
I say no more.
Jerry Wise, F this. I'm out here. F this group. Interlude motherfucker.
He added them when they left the studio.
Yeah, he's like,
leave Tyrese alone. Leave him alone. Leave him alone.
Yo, I can't get this up before Fast and Furious 6.
Hey, just so we're on Tank. Do you know Tank's music?
I know a little bit of it.
What was his hit?
I don't know much Tank.
I don't know his hit, though.
Okay. Yeah. Because the thing is my girl really likes his voice. I really like his voice, right? Because we listen to TGT, like, a lot.
Chef, can we get Tank's biggest hit?
Yeah, let him search that up. But I was going through his most, like, you know how Spotify has those 5 songs that are recommended? Because didn't know none of them.
You got it
before? No, that's the scene that he's talking about.
Yeah, those?
Yeah.
Didn't know near one of them. Put them
all
on.
I don't think these are the ones.
So I think with Tank, for me, was just, he was background sound.
But the thing is that I think he has the best voice of the three. But it's the least distinctive.
He had the strongest voice of the three.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
It's the least, like Genuine really stands out.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has the most standout, but I think that Tank has more range.
Yeah, he does.
But in Tyrese. Tyrese has the least range, but he has like a little something that he adds that you're like.
It's a little raspy.
That brings you in.
Yeah, it's a little raspy, right?
You know what I mean? But Genuine has that, like, you feel like he's like the star power. There's something about his voice that brings that.
Yeah.
So that's why, like. Oh, we got comments on the thing where people said that's the coolest album. I still listen to that at this day.
People comment on that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dang.
And after listening to it, I still chuck it on sometimes.
I was shocked. I'm not even going to lie. I was like, Flick, this actually sounds good.
Yeah.
It deserves a replay. Yeah, it does.
Yes, it does.
It does.
It's like my girl be requesting songs from the album. So you don't put this song.
I'll leave it in music.
She loves that her jam. I should make this a clip to embarrass her again, like I did last week. Explode. That's her jam.
Okay.
And
we know what you'd be doing. I'll add to your clip for you. I'll add to your clip right for you.
You got to do what you do. But and that whole song almost is all sung by Tank.
Yeah.
Until the end, Tyrese jumps in.
Yeah.
But and it is a good man. That album, I'm listening to that tonight.
Yeah, baby, we want me to explode tonight. While we play Explode.
No, she's going to be ground zero.
Okay,
that's what the chorus said. He's like, I'm going to make you ground zero and make you explode. You know,
because that'll make her explode.
That's what the song's about.
Cause I'm telling us how his game is, bro.
Chef Louis update. Tank's biggest song is Slow.
Yes.
Couldn't tell you.
I don't remember the song, to be honest. I ain't gonna lie.
I forget how it goes. I do remember the song. I just forget how it goes.
I don't remember it.
What?
Yeah.
Slow.
Yeah, I don't
remember. You say like the name of the song, I remember the song, but I don't remember like how it goes, right? A lot of biggie songs, you tell me the name of it, I'm like, fuck, I know the song, I just don't remember how it goes.
Yeah, when you hear it.
Because to this day, since we did that big review,
I've
been trying to research, because I believe that they implanted those 2 songs we didn't know. But no, they was always there. I think the internet's lying.
They're always there.
I ain't never heard a Jamaican lady on the Biggie's album. I had Biggie's album. Because
we skipped it, bro.
Because you know what? Man, I killed that album. Almost like, you know, I'll ask you two, which were the albums that you killed the most? I had 2 albums I killed the most that did this. I killed them so bad. Mm-hmm. It was on tape.
Yeah.
Remember, if you played it too much, because it was, cassette tapes are just on tape.
Yeah.
If you play it too much, it will play both sides at the same time. Oh, and you can't even listen to it no more.
Yep.
It will have side A and side B playing at the same time. So you got two songs, just it's just a blended. Mismatch. It's just it's messed up.
I never experienced that one.
Yeah, because you're too young. Guess what? Guess what? It happened to?
Hmm.
Of course, Wu-Tang's first album.
Yeah.
And Boyz II Men. The second album, too.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Couldn't listen to it no more. Those are my jams.
N.W.A.
Okay.
And Thriller.
Oh.
Yeah. Actually, I had three. New Edition's first one. Yeah. That one, too. You wouldn't know.
No, I wouldn't know.
I mean, you wouldn't know.
Lewis,
I'm surprised it didn't happen with, it wasn't a Thriller for me. It was Dangerous. Michael Jackson, Dangerous. Because I killed the fuck out of that. I don't know how it didn't fuck up.
See, mine fucked up because I was sitting there trying to learn that goddamn dance. So I always had to keep winding back so I can start back over.
Oh, right? and another thing that's old school, and if you played a CD too much,
it skipped.
It would play it lower. It's it wouldn't get as loud.
I never noticed that either.
No, I noticed that, but
man, you guys been freaking yo, it's burning.
We play the shit. You know, what do you think is right until the wheels fall off?
Great, y'all was burning them things. A bullet burned a hole.
It wouldn't even play no more.
Yeah, I remember that shit. Or just skip to the next song on you.
I had that happen too.
Skip to the next song on you, bro.
Yeah, and then you look at it, not near one scratch on it.
Yeah. Nope.
But it's just, nope.
That laser put something on it.
Y'all freaking burn the y'all burn the song off.
When your CD player tells you heard this too much, no, not again.
Yeah.
Then you know something's up.
I never witnessed that.
No, man. Fuck it. It was nuts.
Chef Louis sent me Tank top songs. I don't know if you're going to hear that or you.
All right. Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Number one, they have When We. I don't know what that is either.
That sounds familiar.
Two, they got
Slow Then, but When We sound familiar.
Two, they got Dirty. Three, they got Fucking With Me. Four, I Can't Make You Love Me.
Five, that kind of sounds familiar too.
Race Against Time Part 2.
I guess you'd probably hate that.
Yeah.
He does the same beat in the song, in the same chorus as that Ja Rule, my favorite. Hey, Ja Rule
they have Ja Rule on there.
Ja Rule's on there.
So yeah, Ja Rule, yeah.
Might have to put that on in a minute.
And they have When We Remix. When We Remix is number 6. And they have 7, Maybe I Deserve.
8. Yo, that's the one I know.
Maybe I Deserve.
That's the one I know.
I don't know. I don't remember none of these, man.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Number 8, Can't Let It Show. Number 9, See Through Love. Chris Brown.
I know that one.
Number 10, Slow.
See Through Love.
Jay Valentine.
Jay Valentine?
Yeah, on Slow.
Okay. I think I heard that one. Yeah.
Tank.
Yeah. Slow's the one I remember the most.
Since we talk about Earn. Let him be, man. Let him be. He passed the gas.
Listen, y'all know I'm doing Ramadan right now, and I'm allowed to eat. I'm hungry. Fuck.
Anyway, since we talking about R&B singers, right?
Mm.
I want to just talk about someone that I don't think gets enough love out there.
Bobby Brown.
No. Joe.
Bobby Brown.
You know Joe?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Joe get all type of empowerment from Power.
Say that again. I don't even know what you just said.
He does a theme song for Power.
Oh shit. Yeah.
The channels. The first Power.
The first Power.
Yeah, yeah. Say he's a bitch. Let's say he's a bitch. Say he's a big rich dad.
What? You say he's a bitch? What kind of song is that?
They say he's a big rich dad.
I listen to a Snoop.
That little Snoop Dogg just got one time calling everybody a bitch. He's calling everybody a bitch now.
Oh, shit.
They say he's a bitch. What?
No, I like Joe, man. I like Joe. I forget what his other songs were, but I used to like Joe. Yeah.
Stutter, man.
Stutter, yeah. Stutter.
Yeah. And
I Want to Know, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
that was.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a jam.
That's all I had. Those three songs, bro. No, just
I like his videos though. They're so corny when you go back. And one, he sees this woman and is arguing with her man. And a man, they're arguing, and he walks off mad. And he comes over and is like, "Yeah, I see you arguing with you. Are you all right?" He's like, "Arguing with you? Yeah. Well, maybe we can talk about it a little later. Here, my number. And that's my direct number. All right. Yeah, we talk later."
That's all he did. That was game back in the day, bro. That's all he needed.
Look at that Dirty Mac. He just cruising the streets looking for fights.
That was the game back in the day. That was.
Cousins, and you see what he's wearing. He's 7 o'clock on the dot. He's in his crop top. No,
Oh, yeah, Joey put no vest and no undershirt on. Get vest. Yeah. Like, bro, wear your undershirt, bro.
That's like, all he needed, bro.
Like, freak.
That's all he needed.
And like a black vest.
There's a black leather. Like,
I mean, I ain't seen him in a while. I don't know if he can still do that. But that's all he needed.
You know who did that first, though, right? 12 Play. Remember the album cover?
I don't remember.
I'm sure someone else did it before him, but Pied Piper brought it forefront.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'm trying to remember who was over first, him or Jodeci.
No, Jodeci didn't. Did they have Fest?
Nigga.
Yeah.
Come on now.
You're right. No.
Casey was always showing off that chicken chest. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
And the girls is going wild, cuz.
Exactly.
I don't even know.
Know what I mean?
Nigga ain't did one sit up. He ain't had no muscles. His workout was starve himself.
Yeah.
Cuz you can count his.
It was the music, man.
That's all it was.
That was another part of the game back then, too. Yeah. If you could sing.
Bro, I think Bobby might have did it, too.
Didn't matter.
Bobby might have did just the definitely. Rest of his little shirt, too, right?
Definitely. So,
the vest, no, the Bobby Brown?
I think so.
Definitely.
I wouldn't put it past Bobby. He definitely can't do it now. Definitely.
See,
no.
I can't remember if KC had the, was it a vest or just a jacket, though?
Could have been just a jacket.
Oh, I think it's a jacket.
I think he had the jacket.
One of the other ones might have did the vest. I just remember, I'm pretty sure it was right on the cover album.
No, I just looked at the
Did
cover.
You look at it? Okay.
Yeah. It's Diary of a Madman. It was the second album.
Hey Sheffield, we gotta look up when did Casey have his chest out?
It's jackets.
It was jackets.
Okay. Yeah. Casey
has chest out. Regardless, the boys. That's, you know what I want R&B singers to start doing?
What?
I need more songs in the rain.
Yeah, that's what someone said. I was just looking up that.
That's what they said that mean, cuz. It said R&B changed when niggas stopped singing in the rain and grabbing at nothing.
Yeah.
You got to grab that air. Bro. If you ain't grabbing air, I don't want to hear the song.
That rain.
I grabbed the rain drops, bro.
Everyone out there in the rain just singing.
I mean, I need more of them ones.
You know how funny that video shoot must have been, bro?
The whole concept is funny, man.
It is, man. I mean, somebody shooting this hose over the top.
No, but the thing is, you got to think about it. If you were Joe, an R&B artist on your own, singing to the girl, that's one thing. But you out there with three of your boys in the rain.
In the rain, bro.
Yeah. What's that? Grabbing
Can
the air.
Thank you.
Wasn't even raining that video.
I don't think it was. I think it was just fog. Actually, it was just fog.
I don't even think it was fog, bro. I'm pretty sure it was a nice ass day. They're standing around in the fucking them fucking pools that drip the water down and shit. They're standing around one of them. I mean, it looked like they were some kind of paradise. Talking about, can you stand the rain?
They look like every corner of the room.
Yeah.
That is a jam.
You know how even the lyrics changed, man. Even like Jodeci in the song, they had a song, "I'm begging, baby, I'm begging." But ain't no one begs no more.
No,
man, they were some simps back in the
man,
day.
Man, my next favorite is Blackstreet. Don't leave me. I like that.
Oh yeah, Blackstreet.
I like that one, bro.
Blackstreet was one of my favorite groups back in the day.
Can you away from me? I go crazy.
Insane, motherfucker. They were birching the goddamn fucking song.
All right, before we go, I want to talk about new music.
Oh, shoot, the cat come over to me out there. So because
you're talking cats.
See, that's the pussy cat.
You know, that's a male pussy, right? That's a male pussy, though. Just
oh,
you know.
Frank. Okay. I'm done.
That's what you get for grabbing that ear in the ring. That's what you get.
I'm done.
Anyways, I wanted to talk some new music.
Hold on right quick.
Oh, what?
I got one even better for you. These niggas weren't even in the rain, period. They're in a fucking studio.
Are you talking about Candy Rain?
No, fucking Can You Stay in the Rain by New Edition. They was inside of a studio the whole time. Singing and dancing. What's up, buddy?
Oh, man.
Over that way. Love unconditional. That was a jam, though. I seen a few people make videos for that shit. For their weddings and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man. Like the groomsmen, the groom and the groomsmen singing the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hot. It's hot. All right.
You got so. Something to say? Add something.
Oh, shit.
Say something.
I'm just going to sniff
it. Yeah, just live.
This is live, man. Wouldn't that be some shit if you attacked the fuck out of him right now?
I definitely want a clip of that. I definitely want that clip. But if there's one clip, I want that clip.
Look at that. Kizzy on camera before Lou.
That's something.
All right. New music. Two albums came out.
Yep.
Let's talk about the first one because it'll be the quickest. Schoolboy Q.
Yep.
Shit, I forget the name of the album. Blue Lips?
Blue Lips. It was Blue Lips.
Did you listen to any of it?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know what's up with it.
Not for me.
Chef Lou, how far are you getting it?
It wasn't for me.
Seven words, Chef Lou made it.
There was one song on there I liked. But a lot of it, I don't know, maybe you got to be deep, deep West Coast to like it because that's where you're from. Or maybe it's too new age. He is. That's where you're from, cuz.
I don't, nigga.
I don't know.
But, I mean, you know me. I listen to the West Coast shit and that shit was garbage.
Garbage?
Garbage. Garbage.
I'll take a little listen later, but I listened to Super Q since Collard Greens.
Yeah.
I wonder how bad it is.
Them collard greens are heating now so rotten that his lips are blue. So
I always got hair on me. But you, like, it was so not for me that the album I listened to more, because we're listening to new music, right? Ariana Grande.
Her album was 10 times better.
I didn't listen to that either.
Her album was 10 times better.
He failed the assignment. He knew it. I mean, he knew the assignment. He failed.
I played it for background music just while I was driving.
Yeah.
And it was actually a decent album.
Yeah,
at
was.
One point, I was like, okay, this is enough of this. Let me turn this off. And then that song came on. I was like, oh, what?
Because that happened to me too.
Okay, let me listen to this like, one see, first, right?
It wasn't as good as their other stuff.
No.
And I heard that her writer, like, left because she's singing now and doing her own thing.
Mm.
Forget her name.
Okay.
Dang it. But she's doing her own thing. But it's not as edgy. It's more pop.
Yeah.
Mm.
Not to say it's bad, but remember, she had like more of an R&B twang to her a lot of times.
It was dirty.
And she was dirty.
Raunchy.
Yeah. And like anytime a girl has a song called You Should Break Up With Your Girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm bored. Like, and the whole song, and that's what the song's about. You're like, this girl don't care.
Nope.
This girl is she's from Spryfield.
Oh shit. Wow.
Whoa.
I would say at least Sackville.
Whoa.
I don't know about Spryfield. I would say at least Sackville, bro.
You think Spryfield girls don't? You just try. You just
no Spryfield girls in that sexy red fucking category. You.
No, that's Dartmouth.
Fuck. That's both of them.
No.
Shit.
No. Spryfield girls.
I shall let everybody know that Laton said nothing at this time.
He from Trill. He don't know. He from Trill.
He knows his girls don't Trill dirty.
I said nothing at this time.
Oh, you know what we should have said? That would have capped Yarmouth.
Oh, Yarmouth. Digby.
Yarmouth girls get pregnant if you look at them. Oh shit.
Oh shit.
No, I was gonna ask him. Kendrick Lamar, does he still support Schoolboy Q. I know they were like,
they were close at one point.
Well, they had a group. Remember Black Hippie?
Yeah, they were like
also J-Rock, Schoolboy Q, yeah, Kendrick.
I believe Kendrick was Schoolboy on, right? So I know Kendrick just disappeared. He disappears, comes back, disappears, comes back. He ain't really in the limelight guy no more. Like he don't want to be.
No,
I should say. Maybe that affected Schoolboy Q. Like
I don't know, man. Just I don't know. I couldn't. I made three songs, turned on the fourth one.
Yeah.
Probably two, three words into the fourth. I turned the fuck off. I couldn't do it no more.
That's interesting. I got a head.
I don't know what kind of music it is. It just.
It's not rap?
He's rapping. But
the beats are like.
I don't know.
Like, oh, yeah, they're the beats everywhere.
Like folkish.
I don't even know.
Okay.
Like old school country, western, folkish type.
And then you get like this beat that's almost like heavy metal, and then the one that's grunge, and I'm like, I don't know, man. He takes you on a ride that you don't want to go to. Look, yeah. He getting too comfortable over here.
Trying to be on the par now.
He's trying to be on the par.
He mad. He likes Schoolboy Q.
Yeah, Blue Man.
That's why they come give his take.
He's like, nigga, say something more. Say something more, my dear. Say something. You're the smallest one in here right now.
Oh, shit. I just jumped up on it. I didn't know what to do. I was just like staring at him, staring at me. Oh, man, that's shit. Funny.
Is it you the one that was singing with him? You said you pussy break.
Oh,
pussy
comes Frank. Your voice. No, that's killing us.
My voice so good, the pussy comes
through. That's killing us.
Oh, shit. That's,
oh, shit.
Oh, funny.
I don't even know. And he ain't meowing, so I know he ain't hungry.
Yeah.
He don't want, he just wants attention.
He wants a little attention, man.
Cousin jumped right in the frame twice. That was bold.
That was bold. So, like, he's just like, I say it like,
bro, I'll tell you, with these. Something must be in the air tonight for these animals because they're doing some weird shit.
Weird?
Yeah. Like, even my cat. My cat never ate anything off my table. And she decided to jump up on the table today and lick the wife's toast. And she ain't never did that a day in her life, but she decided to do it today. So, at a customer's house, this dog's damn near close to death at this customer's house. The woman took him outside for a walk. He seen the female poodle. Got a little lively. Right, she's like, he had a little skipping this today. I was like, something in the air tonight for these pets, bro.
I don't know. Is it some kind of moon or some shit? It
could be some kind of animal moon or something. Fuck knows.
They speaking to us, man.
It's something. Aliens are coming.
But he ain't got no kind of chill. That's one thing about, like, my cat's name's Kizzy. That's one thing about Kizzy. He got no kind of chill. It's like, you know how, like, you can usually with a cat, you can just sit down and watch a movie. They just cuddle up and later and stuff.
Nigga, I'm going to laugh my ass off if he knocks the camera
over. Got his camera over.
I'm going to laugh my ass off if he knocks that camera over.
He looked like it too. He got no kind of, just like sit down and be a cat.
He's like, you talking, eh?
Yeah. Talking shit. Yeah. Better put respect on my name. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
I think that's all we got for this episode. I can't think of nothing else.
No, I'm good.
All right. All right.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm good. Oh, no, man. No. I was just wondering if Kendrick was still a schoolboy, but we'll figure it out later.
I don't. Yeah. I don't know. I never heard no beef, so.
Yeah.
I assume there's not.
What I was going to say is, like, maybe, like, because it's bad, like, you know, like how, like, they always say you and in the same good circles, you don't get the same type of music, you know? Yeah, I mean, like, same type of production and all that.
Yeah.
So maybe he's out of the circle, or Kendrick is just not in the circle, and he maybe something he wanted to do from a time, and then Kendrick, nah, man, that is true.
That might have been his lane,
yeah, it may have been his, and then Kendrick, no, dying a vibe, you, yeah, but I don't know. It just.
But then again, maybe Kendrick goes left field a lot too. Yeah.
Kendrick does just go left
bring
field.
Different genres into hip hop, maybe.
Yeah.
He's trying to branch it. I don't fuck. It just wasn't for me.
The thing is it's kind of like I heard Royce the 5'9 say, is that you get to a point where you just do new shit. You know what I mean?
You want to try something?
He said, like, he records, he sings more on songs now because it's like his raps and stuff. Like, you got to think when you're doing stuff, some people might think it's the shit, but if you're not satisfied with it, then it ain't gonna gel for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This might be the lane he wants to go in. Maybe. Like, I know this is way off, but you know the singer Pink?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When she came out, they were trying to make her the next Britney Spears.
Mm.
And some of her music was like that. But as you can tell now,
yeah,
she don't sound nothing like that. Because that's not what she wanted to do.
Yeah.
But she did what she you get signed to a record label, you do
what you gotta
do. And that's the thing is that I don't know if he's on the Schoolboy Q, still on the same label or whatever, but he might be independent by now. So now he's doing what he wants to do. But it's just not for me.
Could be.
You know what I mean? And I ain't saying it's bad. That's the thing. With music, it's all subjective, right?
Mm-hmm.
It might be the shit to somebody. But what?
This could new, be shit to us.
Yeah. This new stuff that he got, it's not for me.
Not for my ears.
Kind of like Kid Cudi. Some people like the Kid Cudi album. And I'm like.
A lot of people love that Kid Cudi album.
Because people were mad that Travis Scott didn't win the Grammy.
Yeah.
They're like, how could he lose? But,
yeah.
But check this out. He was still fucking nominated.
That nigga was on Wrestling on Monday.
And cuz that album had one good song.
He was just there. He wasn't wrestling and he was just there.
That song had one good out. Sorry, that album had one good song.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, that's all I got to say about that.
I had something random to say, but I'll leave it.
Go ahead,
man.
No one's missing from this, man. No one's missing in the game right now.
Who?
Tory Lanez, man. Tory Lanez is that
you know what's missing when we when we bang up the R&B rapper the rappers on R&B
why we say Tory?
I never even thought of him.
Tory been flipping those R&B tracks.
Yeah, reason for that.
That's a whole Chixtape thing.
Because
we're shooting people.
Man, that
allegedly,
whatever.
That truth never really came out.
That girl shot.
He's doing the time for a crime we don't know about right now.
That'd be crazy, bro.
Because
he must Tory have Lanez, shot, man. I was saying like it was that bitch.
Yeah.
No, well, no, I guess he didn't want to rap it.
Can't snitch.
I going to jail for that.
she already came out. The best friend.
Yeah.
And said that she was upset because she found out that night. The Tory slept with Megan too.
Yeah.
So I think she shot her.
I think she did too.
That's what I think, but hey, it is what it is. Tory ain't snitching.
And Tory he's trying to see. That's another one of them trying to play the street role and street talks. I guess it's snitching, but.
Nigga, I always said on the spot.
The thing is, though.
On this part before with the snitching thing, fuck that shit, man.
The thing is, though, she already got the deal.
Mm.
So she wouldn't go to jail anyway if he pointed at her. She wouldn't have gone to jail. She already had the deal.
Mm.
They already told her that she wouldn't play no time. All she got to do is testify.
Right. Yeah, but remember Tekashi 6ix9ine?
Yeah.
That's what happens when you snitch.
Yeah. See, that's a weird situation too. Like, he was like a house.
But the funny thing is that, you know what's funny? It's because he raps and sings. If he was just an R&B singer and he snitched, would no one say nothing?
Nope.
No one would bat an eye. But if you rap,
you can't snitch.
Even though you're not a gangster rapper,
can't snitch.
You have to abide by these rules that isn't even part of your life.
Yeah.
I think that's bullshit, man.
I mean, Gunna didn't abide by them. People still played his album.
And you know what? And I'm saying hats off to Gunna, cuz don't be doing no time for somebody else. Anyways, I don't want to get in that.
See, that's kind of like freak. This full circle now. We're talking about how Ja Rule and 50 was beefing at the beginning of the pod.
Yeah.
And that goes, that's like Young Thug and Gunna. Like, Gunna probably was never about that life. He rapped about it.
Yeah.
But he never
probably.
Possibly. He probably was around it, but he wasn't really about that life.
Mm.
And it's just, and then when it came to the show, that's like Tekashi when it came to the.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet, yeah.
Isn't that funny how music, sorry, only rap music is like that. Rap music is like people expect you to live that life.
Yeah.
Like rap music.
Yeah.
If and that's the only thing. If like the motherfucker that wrote the Scarface, no one expect him to have lived to be able to tell that story. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Country Western always talked about some shit. They don't expect you to be, I say country Western. It's just country music. Well, even country Western movies, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No, like, no one expects you to be
that person
except for rap music.
That's true.
It's almost like, you know, they want black people to embody this gangster shit.
Yeah, yeah. You have to be gangster.
That involves killing other black people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It is a stereotype that's been pushed. It's being pushed. Like,
by who, though?
That's a deeper question, man. We could go. I mean,
I'm not. You know, so I ain't said nothing yet.
I think it is a stereotype push, like, because rap music, like, of course, at the beginning was associated with violence and gang violence and all that. They tried to make it relate and all that, but it's not all about.
That's when gangster rap came up.
Yeah.
Right? Remember, original rap music was, do I got to do it again? A hip, hop.
Yeah, hip, yeah.
Hip. Yeah. That was original rap music, right? Mm. It was when the gangster rap came up. Then they associated with street violence and
remember,
gangster rap wasn't saying that they were doing it though.
No,
they were just telling the story.
They were telling the story, but they associated with what was going on in the hoods and stuff. Right?
Yeah.
So they were like, "Oh, there you're talking about it, and you're the ones that are doing it as well,
you're influencing it." Yeah,
you know.
But I wonder if you did some research and looked at the labels behind these groups,
mm-hmm.
and looked at the race of people that were behind the ones pushing murder compared to the ones pushing conscious stuff.
Yep.
What the race might be.
Yeah. It's
white.
Yeah.
I'm saying race is whites too.
Yeah. Dog goes back to the big.
I'm saying that big fucking green dollar bill.
They already said that before, man. Green. You can go on, you can get in a rap song, talk about killing black people for 20 bars. The one variable, the Jewish person, you're gone.
Yeah.
You discontinue, bro.
Say something about F the police, they want to ban you.
Yeah.
Talk about killing. Murder Squad's whole album's Murder Squad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If it was Murder Cul-de-Sac, it might have been a whole different thing, right? they would have canceled you. Murder Country Club.
Well, it's the same thing with the whole fucking the alphabet. Say what the fuck you want about. You can say nigga a million fucking times, but as soon as you call them fag, queer, anything like that, there, well, everyone's up in arms.
Yeah,
you can't say that. You can't do that there.
Yeah, but Dave Chappelle said that.
Yeah, but you're allowed to say nigga a million times on stage.
What Dave Chappelle said? Why can't I say this and can't say that?
Yeah,
he's like, well, you're not gay. He's like, well, I'm not a nigger either.
Yeah.
But I'm able to say that. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I don't want to get too deep.
Because let's get over here because we're going to go down.
Let's get over here.
Going to go down.
I know. The climb.
We're going to go down.
We ain't clipping this shit.
Yeah. Going to go down.
Anyways, cuz is going to jump up on somebody else's lap.
He's jumping up on me. I'm fentanyl.
All right.
He good.
I'm going to close this. John Kizzy, you know who is he, a.k.a. Philly G, because they know who I be. And I'm here with King Tigger.
The King of Kings.
And DJ Laton.
I'm back.
Shabang bang. And we out.
It's okay.